sick about Sunday, or you kind of don't know yet?
Right now I'm going, you know, just day to day, getting better, getting ready for the game.
Well, how meaningful was it for you at least to get back out there today?
It was good. You know, I need to be out there with my teammates. Don't want to be in the training room hating in there, but, you know, injuries happen. You just got to get over them and get back out there on the field.
Generally speaking, how's your ankle doing?
It's doing good. I'm doing fine. Just where I expect it's going to feel it here and there. Just got to go through some pain.
Was it a relief to not have the high ankle one that's in the lingering instead of a normal sprain?
You know, just like I said, injury happened. Trying to get over that, get back out there with my team.
Are you always a little extra cautious with an injury here or there just to make sure it doesn't linger?
No. Whenever I can go, I go. Regardless of how I feel, if I can go, I go.
You obviously have had your share since you come in the league. How frustrating is to have something like this now? Because you were just getting rounding into form, trying to get back out there.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. But injuries happen every day in the league. Every Sunday, somebody get hurt. What you do to get back is the key. How fast can you get back, and how well you get in the training room and take care of your injuries is the big deal.
But you hate the training room.
Hate it. Got to use it.
Did today feel like a large step toward an eventual return, though, to at least have some activity and get back out there?
Oh yeah, just being out there with my teammates, putting on the pads again, and running around, getting back into that groove again. This was a big part of what I wanted to do today, and I did that.
Did you see anything when you go back and look at last week's game at how Whitney got back there, John both got back there as well, just how the outside guys got in there?
I really didn't pay no attention. The game behind us, all I was doing was start watching Miami when that game was in the second half. I think I started watching Miami. So getting ready to play against them guys.
What have you seen from the Dolphins?
You know, they ran the ball more than they ever did last game in the previous game. So we really got to go in the game like we always do, stop the run and try to make the quarterback beat us again.
Another mobile quarterback for you guys to face. You getting tired of facing those guys that can move around?
You know, it's the NFL. And some guys surprise you, some guys don't. You know, you just do what you do, rush the passes, try to keep them in the pocket and make them throw the ball or get sacks or cause turnovers.
David, you were a first-round pick last year. What advice do you give to Kevin Johnson? How do you feel like he handles himself and how he's done?
I told Kevin he's doing good, you know. Just take learning from all the other guys like I did. I just learned from the older guys and come in, put your head down day to day and work and do what they tell you to do.
Does he ask a lot of questions?
Oh, yeah, he do, to the DBs. But, you know, he learning from them guys, just like I learned from the guys around me. But, you know, it's a work in progress every day.
It's an obvious question, but how important is it for you to get back out here just as soon as you can?
I think he's just asking me the same question.
I didn't hear that question.
Okay. Well,
so how important is it for you to get back out here as soon as you can?
That's very important, man, to be a part of the team, be out there with my teammates, and just get back out there playing, man. I don't want to be out too long. Nobody wants to be out at all. But it happens. And just get back out there, running around, helping me, period.
Thank you. Thank you.